Though largely forgotten today, Eddie South traveled the world, achieving modest popularity in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. His violin style uniquely fused hot jazz with classical technique and gypsy influences. In his day, he was billed as the Dark Angel of the violin. Eddie South was a child prodigy and, like so many of these violinists, was classically trained. But as a black man at that time, a classical career was barred to him. So instead, he became active in vaudeville and early jazz. It was during a visit to Hungary in the late 20s that South became fascinated with the violin music of the gypsies, so-called Cigania or Cigani. From then on, his performing career was about equally divided between Central European gypsy violin music, adaptations of light classics, and jazz. In his 1944 radio transcriptions with a quartet featuring the brilliant pianist Billy Taylor, you can hear these various aspects of Eddie South, his rich, fluid, classical tone, gypsy fascinations, and hot jazz sensibility. Thank you. Little-known jazz violinist Eddie South, the so-called Dark Angel of the Violin, with his personal blend of classical, gypsy, and jazz influences. We heard Cherokee and Dear Old Southland, emphasizing the jazz side of his repertory and musical personality. Two violinists featured in this next set, Hernan Oliva, also known as Guillermo Oliva, who was a self-taught violinist born in Chile who recorded in France. But during World War II, he returned to South America, recording with the brilliant Argentine guitarist Oscar Alemán. Active well into the 1980s, Oliva was an excellent soloist with a full sound, fluent ideas, and phrasing closer to Venuti than Grappelli. Claude Lorenz was the nom du disque or stage name of André Houdier, a classically trained composer, arranger, award-winning classical violinist, and noted jazz writer. Houdier recorded with Django in the 30s and later with Kenny Clarke, but didn't perform after 1950, instead writing more than 30 film scores and composing third-stream music, blending classical and jazz. Here's Houdier under the name Claude Lorenz recording Django's Minor Swing in 1942, and then to one of Hernan Oliva's best records in a hot club format with Oscar Alemán. Thank you. 1942, Hernan Oliva with Oscar Alemán, Sweet Georgia Brown, and jazz writer-composer André Houdier playing Minor Swing. Next are two really great things together. More of guitarist Oscar Alemán with violinist Svend Asmussen. Limehouse Blues and Sweet Sue, recorded in Copenhagen, 1938, are very early sessions for each and display the complete mastery and fluid swing of Svend Asmussen, who's been called the finest little-known jazz performer in the world. Thank you. A Fine Thing, Oscar Ullman and Sven Asmussen, recording early in their respective careers, recording Limehouse Blues and Sweet Sue in Copenhagen in 1938. Violin jazz, hot string music, and hot club gypsy jazz are distinctive styles with unique appeals. Today, a clear lineage of inventiveness can be traced from their inception in the late 20s and early 30s with Joe Venuti, Stefan Grappelli, and Stuff Smith, to hot club-inspired ensembles the world over today. Jazz, swing, and music have been enriched by the charm, brilliance, and eloquent voices of jazz violinists, whether famous or relatively obscure. I hope you've enjoyed discovering some of these unknown violinists of jazz. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing archival transfer and sound restoration services. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can send me comments, request program playlists, make comments, or learn more about early jazz. Please visit me online at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Here's That's Why the Lady's a Tramp from his recent Djangophony CD, Florin Necolescu's Radical Gypsy Jazz String Quartet Fusion. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. Thank you.